This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue today with the very important topic of proof of pardon. I want to read to you today the account of a man who really did receive remission of sins from Jesus. It is in sharp contrast to what we are currently hearing over radio and television of people telling us that they have received pardon from the hand of Jesus Christ. Beginning with the 26th verse of the 8th chapter of Acts, we find these words, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself, or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. Now note carefully, that based upon the passage from the Old Testament, which was a prophecy of Jesus and his ministry of salvation on earth, Philip began from that very scripture and preached unto this man what? The Bible says he preached unto him Jesus. Now note carefully, as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? Bear in mind, he had heard nothing preached except Jesus. And yet, when he saw water, he understood that he was a lost man and that he needed to be baptized in order to be saved. This is the case because, in preaching Jesus, Philip preached just exactly what the Apostle Peter and the other apostles preached on the day of Pentecost, as recorded in Acts chapter 2. Namely, that believers are under responsibility to repent or to change their mind about sin, and to be baptized unto the remission of sins. So when this man says, See, here is water, what doth hinder me to be baptized? The Bible says, And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he, that is Philip, commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. That is, Philip baptized the man who needed to be baptized. He baptized the sinner. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And now notice carefully, and he went on his way rejoicing. Now, why did this man go on his way rejoicing? He went on his way rejoicing because he had heard Jesus preached. And in hearing Jesus preach, he not only had learned that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that men might have everlasting life, that only through the blood of Christ could anybody be saved, but not only did he show that Christ was the means of salvation, but he showed his will, which men must obey in order to be saved. Remember the passage we've studied already, in Matthew 7:21, it is those who do the will of God that enter the kingdom. And note carefully that this man did not rejoice because of the remission of his sins until after he had obeyed Christ in being immersed in water, that is, in being baptized for the remission of his sins. Friends, proof of pardon comes only from the Bible. Be with us next time as we continue this important study.